I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, Cowboys and Indians on Ice. But first, Charlie Pierce joins me from NPR's New York Bureau for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
It was not a good week for the men's basketball program at Auburn. On Thursday, Ole Miss knocked the Tigers out of the SEC tournament's first round, and on the same day, it was announced that federal authorities were investigating suspended Auburn guard Verez Ward for point shaving.
Yeah, this is it's the federal authorities thing that should really get people's attention, because this is not the NCAA anymore. This is these are the people who can throw you, who will not put you on suspension and make you miss bowl games or basketball tournaments. They will put you in the hoosegow.
Charlie, we've got Selection Sunday coming up tomorrow. You got any dream matchups that you're thinking about for the first round or any time?
Well, having watched my alma mater, the Marquette Warriors, fall in an incredibly meat-headed fashion to Louisville on Thursday night, I just assumed they not play anybody for a couple of weeks. Can we do that? Can we arrange for them to have, like, a two-week bye in the tournament?
I think that's called a bye, and I think you have to earn it, and you don't earn it by playing like a meathead.
We certainly didn't do it the other night, even if they'd existed, which they don't. I'm going to be following with great interest my Murray State Racers, who I think have been taking a little bit of heat for having lost one entire game this year, and people don't seem to think they can do anything in the tournament. They will shake somebody up, I guarantee it. And, of course, Harvard against whoever.
Last week, the NFL revealed that it was investigating the New Orleans Saints, which the league says operated a bounty system to reward players who could knock designated opponents out of games. Greg Williams will meet with Commissioner Goodell on Monday to discuss that matter. What do you think will be the outcome?
I think Greg Williams is going to get suspended for 2 or 3 years, and I think the New Orleans Saints are going to get whacked much harder than the New England Patriots did for filming from the sidelines a few years back. This is a moral abyss that New Orleans has stumbled into, and they've stumbled into it at exactly the wrong time, is when the NFL has finally decided to pay attention to this nonsense.
Saints head coach Sean Payton was apparently aware of the program, as was the team's general manager, Mickey Loomis. How far up the chain do you suppose the penalties go in this?
Oh, I think you'll see Sean Payton lose some games. I don't know how you suspend a general manager. Maybe you can suspend him for making trades for a couple of years.
Indianapolis owner Jim Irsay elected not to pay the $28 million signing bonus that re-signing 14-year quarterback Peyton Manning would have cost the Colts. Has Mr. Irsay made a mistake?
No, I don't think so. I think this is a good decision. I think it will redound to Peyton Manning's credit wherever he ends up. There's a lot of talk down here that he's going to end up with the Jets next year. He wants to stay in the American Football Conference, which means the Jets or Kansas City or perhaps even Miami. I don't think the Ursays had any choice. They have a chance to draft a young quarterback. They have I mean, for all Peyton Manning has meant to that franchise, and he's meant everything to that franchise, he is a mid-30s quarterback with a history of neck injuries.
It's not unusual for an NBA coach to claim that referees are not doing enough to protect one of the stars from thugs and goons throughout the league, Charlie. But Timberwolves head coach Rick Adelman says that he has cinematic evidence that point guard Ricky Rubio is being mugged during games. What do you suppose he hopes to accomplish with his films?
I don't know. I think what he is going to accomplish is to get Ricky Rubio buffeted around even harder by the fellow players. This is like finking to the principal.
Chicago Cubs manager Theo Epstein distributed what has been described as a, quote, thick manual to his team. It's titled The Cubs Way, and it reportedly contains advice on how everybody should run the bases and get haircuts. He hasn't had much time to write The Cubs Way. It's got to just be the Red Sox way with a different color cover on it, right?
Well, first of all, there's the Cubs way and the Red Sox way, and there's Swan's way, which is an even thicker manual. I think he would be much better off, baseball pun coming, alert, alert, aruga, aruga. I think he would be a lot better off with a Charlie manual than any kind of a training manual. Thank you. I'll be working here for the rest of the week.
All right. It's spring training, and you are former Red Sox closer Jonathan Papelbon, now with the Phillies, and a reporter asks you whether Philadelphia fans are smarter than Boston fans. Do you say, A, that's a silly question, B, both towns are full of great fans, or C, hold on a second till I can get my foot all the way into my mouth?
Well, I'm not the guy who once danced a jig in my underwear on the mound with a beer box on my head. So I would probably answer B. But we know that Jonathan Papelbon, the newly minted closer of the Philadelphia Phillies, answered C, where he said he essentially called the Philadelphia fans a little smarter than the Red Sox fans, but did admit the Red Sox fans were, you know, a touch more hysterical.
Yes, hysteria did come into it. Jose Canseco, who had intended to resume his baseball career with Mexico's Quintana Roo Tigers, has been foiled. His prospective employer says he took a banned substance, that would be testosterone. Canseco says, quote, "How can I test positive when I never took any test?" This is the man who once boasted that what came out of his mouth amounted to fiery truth. So no reason to doubt him, right?
Well, no, he's just what's coming out of his mouth now is fiery illogic, which reminds me of nothing more than the line, "How can you be in two places at once when you're not anywhere at all?"
When you're not anywhere at all.
How can you fail a test if you never take a test?
Charlie, the Pittsburgh Penguins have unveiled a 4,700-pound statue outside of their rink, and it's not a big statue of a penguin, is it?
No, it's a statue of Mario Lemieux, the most famous penguin of them all, short of those ones in the movie a couple of years ago that went walking across the Arctic.
For years, security around the Olympic Games has been getting tighter and tighter, but now, courtesy of the British Olympic Association, it may get tighter than ever. What do you make of their recommendation for athletes to not shake hands during the London Games this summer?
Well, my understanding of this is that it's not really a security thing, it's a health thing.
That's the idea. You might catch cold if you shake hands with somebody.
Yeah, but don't, like, the soccer teams, isn't there a ritual where they shake hands before the game?
I don't think it's just the soccer teams. I think there's a good deal of handshaking.
Well, there's a handshaking, I know, for an experience after every fencing bout, but they're wearing gloves, so I guess that's okay.
That's probably all right.
But, I mean, there's a lot of high-fiving at the end of the 100-yard dash and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how do you know that you're not going to catch, you know, a terrible skin disease from the flag they drape over you after you win?
And finally, Charlie, on Sunday, Erie Otters forward Connor Crisp was pressed into action as an emergency netminder. 17-year-old had not played goalie since he was 5, and he had to wear the other guy's ill-fitting goalie skates. He made 32 saves, and he was named the game's top star, and he lost 13-4.
Okay, let's be really fair to Connor, okay? If you make 32 saves and you're not really a goalie, you've done your job.
And your feet hurt the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. The problem with these 13 goals are pretty plainly the other Erie Otters who aren't very good at their jobs. Good for you, Connor. You're my number one star, too. Go out some night and hit all of your defensemen over the head with a sock.
You can find Charlie Pierce's sports writing at Grantland, among other places. And, of course, he joins me each week at this time on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.